everybody. Hi, we're back on Talk Radio. Hi, everybody. We're back on. I don't know what happened. Please excuse me. Anyway, I was trying to lengthen the program for another 30 minutes, and somehow we got disconnected, but we are back. So if Brother Lee would call back, and if Brother Vincent wants to call back, please call back in because everybody got disconnected. So call back, and we'll resume our conversation because I don't see Brother Lee here, and I don't see Brother Vincent on the line. So call back in if you can, unless they're they all might be still talking. So anyway, we'll wait for them to call back in so we can resume with the last 30 minutes anyway of this broadcast. So we were getting into that discussion of the tithes and the pastors living by faith. And so I'll be waiting for my guest to call back in. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. I was trying to reconnect. Here we are. Brother Lee is here. Okay, terrific. You're back.
I'm back. So you just want to pick up?
Yeah.
I want to finish the point. So
okay.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, listen to what Paul says. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. He says, truly the sign of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience and signs and wonders and in mighty deeds. He asked them a question. He says, for what is it wherein ye were inferior to others, except it be that I myself was not burdensome to you? Forgive me this wrong. Behold, the third time I am coming to the pastor's statements about them not loving him because he has the offering. And Paul says, behold, the third time, and for I seek not yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parent, for the children. And I will verily spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved.
Oh, wow.
So what they were accusing Paul of is they were accusing him of some improprieties in his coming with them, you know, and they were questioning his apostleship. And then he goes on to this discourse in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and how is it that I was a burden to you? By not allowing you to give money to me? To let you give to me? Is that how I was a burden to you? And it's this scripture that Bishop Hilliard out of Houston builds this book and this premise. He says in the book that you have to honor your man of God by giving him money.
I got news for Bishop Hilliard. We're all men and women of God. He doesn't have any special men and women of God. Is this Brother Vincent back on the line?
Yeah, I got cut off.
Oh, yeah, I know. We all did. Sorry about that. But, you know, Brother Lee, it's Brother Hilliard's daughter. I don't know if you know his daughter, Kamisha, wrote a book. She's kind of the black sheep of the family.
Really?
Yeah.
Heard
yeah. And she documents in her book some of the things that her parents won't even talk to her. Now, she is the daughter of the stepdaughter, actually, of Hilliard. This is his wife's daughter that she had Kamisha before she married him. But the book is called Going to Church to Catch Hell. And she talks about her parents and how they have disowned her for speaking out against some of their abuses. So it's Kamisha Hilliard Evans, Going to Church to Catch Hell. But that's the thing is, when people go, get up on Sunday morning and they get dressed and they get their kids dressed and they drive over to the church house and, you know, they put all that effort even just to get there. And they're tired from the week, from work and from the problems of life, and they want to go over to the church building and let it be a refuge, a place of refuge, a place of blessing, a place of fellowship, a place where I feel loved and I feel wanted. And we've got these poor people coming every Sunday flocking to these buildings to be abused.
Mm. Yeah. Wow.
And when was the last time that, like the Apostle Paul, I think when he was leaving Malta and he was kneeling down and they were crying over him. They were hugging his neck and they were crying because they didn't want him to leave. And he said, what did he say at that time? He said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Mm. Wow.
So when was the last time anybody did that to you when you were leaving town? What are we going to leave behind? What are we going to be known for? That we were lovers of God, we were lovers of people, we loved the people of God, and we loved the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the church that he laid down his life for. We loved the church. We loved the church, and we loved the truth. So we're not after anything. Brother Lee wrote a book, and let me tell you, it's a wonderful book, and I love books. I'm happy to have this book in my library because it blessed me. It made me happy when I read it. I felt joy, and I was shouting myself at some of the points he made. And these points that he made, they came from his heart. So I recommend this book, Sunday Morning Stick Up. And it's available online. You can go to his website, and you can go to Amazon, or where do you prefer that people look for the book, Brother Lee? Oh, I lost him. Let me see. Brother Lee?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I lost you there.
Oh, no, it's no worries. You know, the enemy doesn't like this word getting out, so... You know, you have people all throughout this country and other countries as well who are listening to this. So I would say whatever their easiest method is, the easiest way to get through the book really, honest and truly, would be just to Google it.
Okay.
And then the source that comes up there is good. They could go to SundayMorningStickUp.com, but they should also know that the book is available on the Kindle. It's available on the Nook. If they're at a college or university that has the espresso machine, they can print out a copy of the book right there at the university. It's available in the Apple iStore. They can get it at Amazon.com. It has literally worldwide distribution. So whatever is easiest for them, they can get it.
Yeah, because sometimes this is such a deep subject, let me say it that way. You can hardly cover the subject in an hour or 2 hours or whatever, because trust me, Brother Lee spent many hundreds of hours studying about the tithe. I know I did myself. I spent 3 months studying giving, seed sowing, which was never money either, and I took the time to try to learn for myself. So when somebody takes time to write a book, and it'll make it easier for you to have scriptures that you could go look up yourself, and then you can study, and he does have some study guides in there. And this is a book that you can hand to someone that is, like the brother said that called in, when he said that, people were telling him, you know, you're bringing a curse on yourself or whatever. Okay, here's the challenge. Read this book. document, go over the scriptures, and then come back and let's have a discussion, an intelligent discussion. But don't just throw a scripture out there in Malachi, which has nothing to do with tithing. They weren't talking about tithing. When they opened up the windows of heaven, now, I might be wrong, I don't know, but I look at it like it's rain.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. They were. You know who, and I don't know if he is listening, Susan, but there is I met a brother by the name of Ronald Roby. And this guy, so there are several of us out here who are really taking this subject on that I believe God has just revealed the truth of his word to regarding his tithing. And I don't know if he's listening, but if he is listening, I know that he is really, you know, astute on the scriptures when you talk about this tithing. If he's listening, would you mind giving out that number again? If Ron, if you're listening, you can dial in and just maybe ask.
Okay, let me give out the number. If anybody has a question, we've still got, 16 minutes, so you can call in. 914-338-1638. That's 914-338-1638, and you're welcome to call in. And I know Brother Vincent's still on, too. All right.
If you all don't mind, I'd like to interject something as well. If you don't mind, I don't want to interrupt the show or anything. Yeah. I think the problem too, and this should go to everybody who goes to one of these full gospel word of faith churches and everything. If somebody is up there and they're telling you to do something and you don't feel the unction to do it, don't do it, because what they're trying to do, they're trying to guilt trip you. That's why they like to use Malachi. They're trying to guilt trip you, and I'm going to give you a good example. Like I said, the church I went to here in Durham, North Carolina, the pastor, you know, he would get up and he would say, "Well, you all don't like to give because, but you'll give, you'll pay your rent on time, you'll pay your car payment, you'll pay your electricity and everything, but you can't find nothing to pay for the things of God." And my response was like, "Well, so if I, you know, use my rent to pay for my tithes and offerings or whatever and everything, if they're like I pay $4.75 a month in rent. If I pay that $4.75 to the church instead of paying it to my rent, is $475 just going to magically appear and be like, okay, well, you paid your $475 to the church. Now here's $475 to pay your rent." And it's a guilt trip. They get you to do things that you know you shouldn't be doing. And really, be honest with you, it's a spirit of witchcraft.
It's witchcraft.
It's a spirit of witchcraft. They're trying to get you to, oh, you better do this, you better do this. Yeah, some of y'all, you know you got $100 in your pocket. If you come in here and we tell you to give, God's not going to tell you to give the smallest bill in your pocket. He's going to tell you to give the largest bill in your pocket. So I want you to sit here right now, and I want you to let God talk to you about what he wants. Well, why do I need God to talk to me? Because you just told me he's going to tell me I'm going to give the largest bill in my pocket.
God didn't tell me that when I was at home getting in my car.
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny too when they tell you that when you pray to God, you gotta wait on God. You gotta wait on God. Well, how come I can't wait on God when it comes to time to give him money? They tell you God's not going to give you the answer. You know, you're praying for something, you're praying for a breakthrough, but, you know, it might not come for another 2 weeks. Okay, so why is it when it's time to give money, God is going to talk to me instantly? I mean, it's something to think about. It really is. And this is stuff that my eyes got open to.
Who's the author of confusion?
Exactly. You know, and it's like, wow, you know, and when your eyes get opened up to it, see, I tell people right now, I'm past the point of no return. You can't guilt trip me anymore.
No.
You know,
no.
They used to use that guilt trip on me and everything, but once my eyes got open, you just can't do it anymore, you know, and they need to stop this. And basically, what needs to be done is people really, they really need to read, they really need to study their Bibles, because there is no way, just like Mr. Lee said, there is no way you can study the scriptures about tithing and still think you're supposed to give 10% of your income to a church. It's impossible. It's impossible. You can't. If you go into the Old Testament and you study about the tithe, you read about the tithe, There's no way you can come out and say, you know what, I'm still going to tithe, like, you know, because I want to be prosperous and everything and stuff. That people don't even realize in the Old Testament they even had a holiday from paying their tithes. They even had a holiday. Now, which preacher is going to tell you, okay, yeah, nobody pay a tithe for the next year or so? They're not going to do that because, why? They are lovers of money. They're greedy for your money.
That's it. Brother Lee, we do have a caller, 662. Let me see if this is your friend calling in. Okay, 662, are you calling in with a question?
Well, a comment, and there may be a question, like one caller said a while ago, there may be a question that arises from the comment, but I was listening
to the
show.
Okay, because we just have about 11 minutes, so.
Okay. I was listening to the show earlier, and Brother Lee was talking about the meeting with Melchizedek and Abram. I just wanted to share a little bit of historical information. Abram came from Ur of the Chaldees, which was actually a Babylonian region.
Yeah.
Now, Abram would have been familiar with the Babylonian practice that had been going on for 287 years prior to Abram meeting with Melchizedek there in the Valley of Shaveh. That practice was the warriors, when they went to war, if they won the battle, they gave a tenth of the war spoils to the local kings. This sheds a little bit of light on why the possibility of why Abram had spoils to Melchizedek, because of a practice that he had been accustomed to.
Yeah, that's excellent. So, that's a good point. It was actually a Babylonian.
In 1906.
It was actually a Babylonian practice.
Right.
Well, don't go too fast, because that's good. What'd you say, Susan? You said it's a Babylonian practice.
It sounds like it. Yeah, it was a Babylonian practice.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a Babylonian practice, and in 1906, there was a man by the name of Henry Lansdell, L-A-N-S-D-E-L-L, and you can look up his name on archive.org, and you can download a book that he wrote, Studies in Tithe-Giving, and he tells about how that he had a friend in the British Museum who had shared with him that they have there in the museum ancient tablets that are in cuneiform writing or etching on them, and those etchings actually show the practice of the Babylonians that were tithing their war spoils to their kings. And the etchings actually, it says that they were made in 2200 B.C. Abram.
Okay, so what was his first name, Lansdell?
Henry, H-E-N-R-Y, Lansdell, L-A-N-S-D-E-L-L.
Okay, then. So we'll be looking at that. But I want to thank you for calling in, brother. I want Brother Lee to close us out. We just have about 8 minutes left, but I want him to make some commentary. Thank you so much. That was really interesting. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless. All right, then. So what do you think about that, Brother Lee?
Well, his perspective on this thing is it's solid and it's grounded. You know, you'll notice that not only did Ron deal with the scripture itself, but Ron also dealt with the history behind it. I know for a fact that Abram, and we all know, I guess, as you read the scriptures, that Abram is, his father and his family are from Ur of the Chaldees. We know that. We know that. So we know that that's scripturally sound. The reason I love that kind of commentary is because He's not pulling that information out of books. He's pulling the information out of the book. And
yeah.
that is the whole focus, is that where are we rooting and grounding ourselves in terms of our beliefs? Are we rooting and grounding ourselves in tapes and videos and DVDs and books?
Yeah.
Including this book that I wrote, which none of that stuff really matters when you compare it to the book. What
yes.
Ron is talking about, what I'm talking about, what you are talking about, Susan, and have been talking about for quite some time now, it's the same thing as Vincent is saying, is that we have to point ourselves and reground ourselves in the scriptures. And until we can do that, we are successfully setting the people of God up to be deceived. We're teaching
yeah.
them this practices for easy deception. Don't read, don't study, don't validate, just believe.
Don't think. They even
don't
tell
think.
Them now on some of these telethons, don't think. You don't need to think. Just do.
Yeah.
Just obey.
Yeah.
Just obey. Move now while the Spirit
yeah.
is moving. No,
yeah.
that's not the Spirit. That's manipulation, like Vincent
that's
was saying.
It is. It's witchcraft. And that's why the point that the brother made about going back, you know, to tracing Abram giving this spoil to Melchizedek, that it was a Babylonian practice, but it kind of goes with the whole thing with a God that sits up on his throne, and the only way you can make this God happy, this God that these people talk about, is that you have to lay money at his feet. You have to bring him candy and flowers, and otherwise he's mad at you.
Yes. Yes. Talk to me. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and that's what we're talking. That's not the God of the Bible.
Right. That's not our God.
No, that's not our, that's
our God.
Their God. That's the Babylonian God. Yeah. So you if your pastor, if you're going to church on Sunday and your pastor treated you the way he treated Brother Vincent about his birthday and his anniversary and all that. Walk with your feet, you know, talk with your feet and get your feet up out of that seat. Grab
mm-hmm.
your coat and your wife grab her pocketbook and run out the door screaming for your life. I mean, get out of there because
yes.
they're not saved. Save people. Don't rob people.
Mm-hmm.
Who's robbing who over there?
Mm-hmm. See, that kind of thinking is rooted in a belief system. That's
yeah.
why it's so dangerous. For someone to get to the point, to the place where they can articulate what they're thinking, well, their thinking is rooted in what they believe, and what they believe is what they do. And so if you have ministers who have practices like what Vincent has described, what they've described, and you have ministers who practice tithing on a ritualistic basis, you have to know that that thinking is not rooted in scriptures. It's rooted in something other than the scriptures. We
yeah.
have to get back to rooting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to get back to what the Word of God says, because you can't believe everything you hear. And the Bible says to be a good Berean, and no matter what anybody tells you to go and look at it in the scripture to see if it's true. And that's what we want you to do. Challenge us. Challenge David Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Challenge Brother Vincent. Challenge us. We can be questioned. If I'm wrong, I will repent. I'm not going to fight and argue with you and tell you off because I'm wrong.
Amen.
I mean, what
Amen.
Kind of person is that?
I mean, really.
I'm
I tell you.
I
so
agree.
If your pastor won't let you question him, then you need to get out of there because that's dangerous.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what
it
cults
is.
Do.
That's right.
And so we're all men and women of God. God doesn't have any special people over there just because they hold a Bible. So, look, God lets us use his word. He lets us talk about it. And we're not too much, you know.
Right.
He is.
Just when they come. When they come, Susan, just make sure they come with scripture, not with their testimony, not with
their experience,
not with what they've been told, not with their what they think the scripture says. Come with chapter and verse, and let's just let it speak for itself. And all of us are willing, we are willing to bend to it rather than to try and find a way to bend it around what we're saying.
That's right. We're willing to bend to it. And we all have to be teachable because none of us have arrived yet. And I've certainly been wrong before in my life, so that's okay. I'm learning, and I'm willing to learn. And so we all have to be teachable, and even the pastors have to be teachable too and admit that they're human, because we've made a big mistake of trying to put people on pedestals. And you can't stay there. You fall off.
That's right. Astral.
And so then they wind up using drugs and committing adultery and drunks and whatever because they can't keep up with the image that they've created. So let's get back to basics and let's get back to the Word of God and the truth of the Word of God. And let's be the church, the real church, the church of love. We're waving that banner of love, and we do things because we love people, because God first loved us when we were awful. And so I want to thank my guest today, Brother David Lee. Thank you so
much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
man.
Keep doing your work, brother. Keep on doing it.
Yeah.
Amen.
See,
it's us. This is us. This is a collective effort. This is us. One day I'm going to be dead and gone, and I'll live probably to the point where I don't even remember that I'm here. We need strong voices that's coming in behind us to continue on declaring this truth. So this ain't about
me.
We
really do. And that's what we're hoping, is that we'll multiply the voices out there waving that banner of truth and God's holy word and his blessed son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So thank you, Brother Vincent. Don't forget to tune in 5 p.m. to his program, Black by Color Only, on Blog Talk Radio. And please go to Sunday Morning Stick Up and purchase Brother Lee's book, support his ministry, and pass the book on to someone that really needs it. All right? All right, everybody, I'm going to close this program. Thank you, Brother Lee. Thank you, Brother Vincent. And I want the most important thing is, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, ask him to come into your life today. Repent of your sins. Ask him to forgive you, and he will forgive you. Though your sins be as scarlet, they can be white as snow. You can be washed clean today and have a brand new life. Jesus said ye must be born again. Once you were born of your mother, but now you must be born again of the Spirit of God. Jesus Christ loves you. He really, really loves you more than anyone will ever love you. You can have peace today. You can have joy. Ask Jesus Christ into your life today and repent of your sins. He'll give you a brand new life. Get out your Bible. Read the 3rd chapter of John. God bless you. Bye-bye.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. City that's set on a hill, its ruler and maker is the Lord God. God above. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.